This is Stephen Strang. Tragically, there's been a lot of gun violence lately, and every time that happens, there's calls for getting rid of guns. But do you know what? There are deeper problems with that in our culture. And today on the Strang Report, we're going to talk about an expert who suggests that if we had more father figures, we'd have less gun violence. So you'll want to hear what he has to say. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Strang Report. I am so honored to have my longtime friend Mark Hancock as a guest, and we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. And he used to be my neighbor, but you've moved off somewhere. Where do you live now, Mark?
Well, I now live up in upstate South Carolina near Greenville.
Well, that's a beautiful part of the country. You used to live down here in Florida. I think we even got together for lunch a couple of times, and I was aware of when you got involved with trail life. I know some of the other people that were involved with you. So, you know, there's so many things I can talk to you about. Let's start by talking about Trail Life USA, which is really an alternative to the Boy Scouts, and it kind of goes along with this whole thing about the fact that boys need more father figures, and because of that, you know, you get these people, you know, they're nutcakes. I mean, only an insane person would commit mass murder, but you know, they're very, very, very troubled. They're usually young, and they go on these shooting sprees. They get a gun, but it's not the gun that kills people. It's a person pulling the trigger. So talk to me about that.
Well, sure. It isn't making an excuse for that kind of violence, but if you project the way that we're looking at boys in society today, I mean, boys are really getting a rough treatment. You know, they're now twice as likely to be declared special education, three times more likely to be diagnosed with ADHD. The suicide rates are just soaring. They're falling behind girls in every single academic category that there is. There's more girls going to college than boys now. There's more girls with master's degrees, more girls getting doctoral degrees. You know, we're this thing that we've done over the last few generations to fathers and boys is really having an effect. And so it's not an excuse for that kind of behavior, but you look at it and you say, you know, well, it's no wonder. You know, boys are losing their purpose. The man used to be the one who went to war. He was the tough one. He was the one who was recognized for his strength and his willingness to risk his life and to take chances and competition. And that was celebrated in men. These were our heroes, these guys who went to war. And over the last generation or so, we've just belittled men more and more. And it hasn't left a place for boys to be heroes. You know, we're taking recess out of school so they can't even win a tag. We can't, you know, let them play Red Rover. We're taking all these things out of boys' lives that allow them to experience risk and competition, allow them to experience success and failure, and to recover from failure to go on to be successful. And it's no wonder that we now have boys who are confused about their own purpose, and they don't have the connections that they should have, and in their frustration, they're acting out. So it's kind of no wonder that we're seeing what it is we're seeing.
You know, that makes me think of something I saw in the news. There was some governmental agency, I think it was in Canada, but I could be wrong, where they said they couldn't play dodgeball because dodgeball was, I don't know, it was hierarchical, or they could, you know, they were just trying to get throw the ball and hurt people or whatever. It just kind of seemed foolish to me. But yet there's so much violence. Most of the people in prison are males. You know, we saw these terrible videos of the mobs in Minneapolis, you know, beating up people. Those were all males involved, weren't they? I mean, maybe not, but I think they were. Mm-hmm. And it's like the whole culture is becoming dysfunctional, and a lot of it boils down to there are too few father figures.
Yeah, and I think that's accurate. You know, I think about boys in our culture today kind of like the canaries in the coal mine, you know, how they would put them there and the canaries would falter first if there was a poisonous gas or something in the coal mine. Well, boys are really faltering. They're feeling the effects of what it is that we're doing, in our society. And you're talking about over 90% of incarcerated people today are men, and over 90% of them are fatherless. So we've got to, at some point, make this connection. And 26 out of the 27 last mass shooters, the most recent mass shooters, didn't have a father in home. So who's going to begin to make the connection and say, maybe the issue isn't guns, maybe the issue isn't mental health, although that's a big part of it. But if you take the father out of the picture, then you do have more mental health pictures and mental health issues than you. When you take the father out of the picture, you have more mental health issues than you would have if he were present. But you're seeing these effects, or pointing at different things. But the root cause, the thing that is common to so many things that we're seeing today, is fatherlessness. And so Trail Life USA, one of our aims is to provide a male-focused, unapologetically Christian, boy-centric atmosphere where boys can be boys again. And good, strong role models, Christian men, can lead them, can show them what it is like to be a man, can give them a sense of community, all of the things that boys need in order to be successful.
And it's the kind of thing that we used to think that the Boy Scouts did. In fact, you may not know this, but back in the day, I was a Cub Scout. That was a big part of my life at that point. And the only reason I didn't go further in scouting is because we moved to a different state. And I don't know, the circumstances were different. But it was a very positive impact on me, as I recall. But it's changed. And part of it is that it's becoming, more and more liberal with trying to embrace all of this new progressive morality or non-morality, primarily having to do with homosexuality and allowing leaders who are avowed homosexuals, and also embracing or allowing members who are. And I know this is complicated, and I haven't really been up close and personal with it like you have, just mainly have, you know, seen it in the news over a period of time. But it has created a mass exodus out of the Boy Scouts. Most recently, the Mormon Church pulled out, and that was in the news just in the last week or so. And then I guess other alternatives are coming up. I happen to belong to the Assemblies of God, and they have an alternative called Royal Rangers. It's been around a long time. It was not around when I was that age, but, you know, it is now. That is one example. And then another example is your organization, Trail Life USA. Could you tell me and my listeners a little bit about it?
Sure. Well, first of all, I'm not surprised that you're in scouting, because you're a man who's a success in a field, and probably some of those principles that you learned in scouting has served you really well. You know, the 109 years of scouting, giving us presidents and senators and war generals and leaders and civic leaders, Boy Scouts has a tremendous legacy. But somehow they've decided they're going to let go of that, that everything that they did to create these great men just didn't apply anymore. And you're right, over the last 5 or 6 years, they've made a lot of decisions to kind of abandon their traditional groundings. And so Trail Life USA started to kind of fill that void. We knew about 300 volunteers across the country recognized that there were going to be a lot of churches that weren't going to be able to charter Boy Scout troops anymore, and even predicted to some extent that at some point girls would be allowed in Boy Scouts, because they knew that the membership would be so affected that Boy Scouts would have to figure out another way to build membership. Now, we love girls. We think girls are great, but we don't think that boys and girls are best served when they're in an environment that's one size fits all. We think that boys have strengths that need to be tended to and paid attention to, and girls have strengths that need to be tended to. So we started this organization, unapologetically Christian, strictly boy-focused, not awards-based, although we have a very robust awards program all the way up to the Freedom Award, which is the highest award in Trail Life USA, but focusing on character, leadership, and adventure. And we start in kindergarten, go all the way through 18 years of age for our youth. And the Woodlands Trail program is the elementary age program, and then we have the navigators in middle grades, and then we have the adventurers in the high school level. And boys progress through all three levels in a single troop. So where you said that you were in Cub Scouts, you know, at some point you leave your Cub Scout pack and you go join a Boy Scout troop. In Trail Life USA, you stay with the same group, and those older boys are there and they are present to help bring the younger boys along. That's where a lot of the leadership opportunities are made for the boys, because they're there as older boys to help the younger boys along. But we started about 5 years ago. We've had tremendous growth. We're in over 800 churches, 49 states. We have members in all 50 states, and 30,000 members across the country. Parents are loving the character and adventure, or the character and leadership opportunities for the sons, and the boys are loving the adventure. Boys want to be outdoors. They want that risk. They want that competition. And that's some of the things that Boy Scouts started to pull back on. They even said, we can't have water balloons or water gun fights in Boy Scouts because they thought that was too aggressive and too assertive. And we just think better of boys. We think that they know the difference between dodgeball and going somewhere and shooting a bunch of people. And they know the difference between a water pistol and a real gun. We just think better of boys, that they can enjoy that kind of outdoor challenge and that interaction in the kind of rough and tumble stuff. We think that they can enjoy that, have for generations, without it getting aggressive. They can understand areas of assertiveness where they have to fight for what's right and where they have to work hard in order to achieve goals. And we believe that they can do that without getting violent when they're in the right environment, when they're getting the right kind of leadership. So we've seen a lot of success in that. It seems to have found an audience. We're growing. In fact, last week we had one of our largest weeks of new members ever in our 5.5 year history. So the organization continues to grow at about 20% a year. And we think it's because parents are understanding that boys need something that's aimed at their nature, at that rough and tumble part of a boy that helps him to grow up, that company of men that speaks to him. Of course, one of the real secrets of Trail Life is not only the boys getting all this ministry, when the boys bed down at night and go into the tents, the dads are often left up and around the fire. And that's where they have the deep conversations about how it is with the parenting and the things that they're struggling with. So one of the best secrets about Trail Life USA is that it's also a powerful men's ministry where men are dealing with real life issues, challenges they're having at home, that they're working out together, they're learning from each other. Men who have had a difficult time connecting with their sons because they can't enter his video game world can connect with them out in the outdoors. And also the ministry to boys without fathers. Single moms who have been crying out for years for a man to help raise their sons. I met a woman in Virginia who came up to me at a campfire we had after an event. She said, I'm so thankful for Trail Life. I said, tell me about that. She said, well, 10 years ago, my husband died and left me with a 2-year-old son. She said, I've been crying out to God for 10 years, knowing that my son was going to enter his teens and he needed Christian men around him. And now he's a navigator in Trail Life USA, and he's surrounded by Christian men who are sowing in his life. And so my husband would want me to thank you for that. And wow. So even fatherless boys, single moms are just receiving ministry. In our program, it's male, like I said, it's male focused. Now, we allow women in the organization all the way up to our board of directors that can serve in all kinds of positions. But in the troop contact positions, what we call troop contact position, that's the folks who are taking them out and camping and doing the instruction or with them. Those are all men above a certain level, above the for sixth grade and above. Those are men around those boys. You know, they see so many women in Sunday school. They see so many women at their school. You see, they're home with mom. A lot of them, spending more time with mom than dad. So we intentionally set it up so that they're having male-focused, male bonding, male mentorship and discipleship time, and we're seeing great results.
Boy, that's so impressive, and that story is so interesting. I know a lot of the listeners and the people who read my newsletter are going to want to know how they can get involved. So if somebody wants to contact you or find out more information, is there a website or an email address that they could use?
Yeah, we have a very informational website. It's traillifeusa.com. Traillifeusa.com has two L's in the middle. And then they can click on a thing called, I think it says Get Connected, and they can find a troop. You click on that, it shows a map of the United States. You can put in your zip code or your city and put in the number of miles you're willing to travel to your troop, and it'll show you all the troops that are located in that area. If you can't find a troop locally, then you can start a troop. The information is right there also, how to start a troop. It takes 5 adults and a charting organization, typically a church, in order to get a troop up and running. Interesting thing we're finding, people say, well, we want to start a troop, but we've only got about 20 boys interested. And we say, well, that's fine. You can have a troop with 20 boys. But by the time they charter And when they charter, within a few months, those troops typically double. And because boys just come out of the woodwork, you know, because you can invite a boy all day to come to your Sunday school class week after week after week. But when a boy goes and he invites his buddy to go camping with him or hiking with him or boulding or whitewater rafting or zip lining or archery or any of the other things that we're doing in the outdoors, man, that boy responds. And what we're seeing, Steve, is that unchurched boys are joining troops and then unchurched families are joining the church. Interesting story here in South Carolina, a boy went to a troop and he was a little bit disruptive for that troop, but the troop hung in there with him and they worked with him and worked with him and worked with him. The troop master got a phone call from his mother saying, I really need to talk to you. And he said, okay, what about? And she said, well, Timmy is praying at home. And the troop master said, okay. And he wasn't really sure what to do with that. And she says, no, you don't understand. We don't pray. And he said, okay. And then her next line was beautiful. She said, but we want to. Can my husband and I join troop and learn how to pray like Timmy is praying? So that whole family joined the troop, got active with the troop, and then they were baptized in that church that chartered that troop. Can you imagine that? You know, what a great opportunity. Churches that are embracing Trail Life USA are seeing growth because they're reaching the community in a way they were never able to reach the community before. This outdoor adventure type of stuff. And of course, we provide insurance and training and child safety, youth protection training. All of our leaders are background checked, criminal background checked, and have personal references. And, the training is just awesome. And the fellowship, the troops get together. It's a great event. So I would encourage families to go to the website, traillifeusa.com, and see what you can find out.
Boy, this is so interesting, and I hope people will take advantage of it. As we wrap up, you're also an author, and I guess your book called Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? I suppose it's available on Amazon. Is that right?
It is. It's Why Are We Sitting Here Until We Die? And it's a book that really answers that question, talks about the question out of 2 Kings chapter 7, if you're familiar with that story with the lepers who are sitting at the gate of the city that's under siege. And a lot of my adventures and being at the beginning with Trail Life USA, and also traveled around the world for a number of years serving Dr. T.L. Osborne, who I think you're familiar with. And a lot of those experiences forced me to deal with this question pretty regularly. Is why am I sitting here until I die? And really helped me to find the purpose in order to get up and do and find what God's doing. And join him there.
Well, that is so good. And I'm so glad that we reconnected. I have so much respect for you and was actually a little disappointed when I found out you moved out of the area because we got together once in a while. But I think what you're doing is so very important. And I'll just encourage people to get involved. It's brought back lots of memories back when I was in scouting, the opportunities I've had to, you know, go camping and kayaking and all that kind of stuff. I love the outdoors. You know, this is just part of life. It's something that people need to participate in, and it's part of growing up. And it's just so wonderful that you're able to offer this in a Christian safe environment. So thank you for what you do. And I'll right before we close, I'll give you the last word.
Well, thank you, Steve. I'm so appreciative of what it is that you're doing. And next time I swing through your area, maybe we can connect for lunch or something. If you're ever up here near Greenville, come see us. And we have a 127-acre campus just south of Greenville. That's our national headquarters. Love to show it to you. And just want to invite your listeners, go to traillifeusa.com. Find if there's a place that you can get involved, even if you don't have a son in your house. Oh my gosh, there are men who God is calling, drawing on their hearts and wants them to reach out and give something out of the deep well that they have. It's a great place to get involved. Even if you don't have a son, you can get in there and you can help disciple and mentor other young men. There's a great need for that in our society today. But thank you, Stephen.
And thank you. And thank you to my listeners for listening today to my podcast, The Strang Report, on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm Stephen Strang. God bless you. This is Stephen Strang. I want to introduce my listeners to Charisma Magazine if you don't already get it. Or if you do get it, you could respond to this special offer and we will continue your subscription into the future. The offer is to give you both of my books on Donald Trump, God and Donald Trump, and the new one, Trump Aftershock. These are a value of just less than $50, plus 2 years of Charisma, which costs around $40, and you can get the whole thing for only $39. Now, let me repeat. You get both of my best-selling books and 2 years of Charisma for only $39, and all you have to do is go to this site, trumpbooks.charismamag.com. I hope you'll take advantage of this offer. Even if you have read the books, you know, it's always nice to have a new book, especially one signed by the author. It makes a good birthday present. Later in the year, it'll make a good Christmas present. And I hope that you'll take advantage of it because it's a good offer and it's my way to try to connect you with Charisma and also get more copies of my book out there. I'll repeat it, but the good thing about a podcast is you can back it up and listen to it again. It's trumpbooks.charismamag.com.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.